listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And now we've got another interview coming up, and it's with a group called Wild at Heart. But first of all, I'll introduce the people. We've got Phil, who's the executive director. We've got Dee and Chris. Welcome.
Oh, hi there, Alan.
Hi,
wonderful
Alan.
To be here.
Good.
Alan. It's Phil. Thank you. Wonderful to be here too.
Righto. Great to have you too. Righto. So the first thing is, we don't know anything about Wild at Heart. So Phil, you're the executive director. Just fill us in briefly what Wild at Heart is all about.
Wild at Heart.
Fill us in, Phil.
We are definitely young at heart as well, Alan. Wild at Heart, we are the driving force for people with disability or people with mental illness or people who live in any other way lives that are excluded from real acceptance in society to speak their stories through music.
Right, so it's mainly through music, Phil?
Mainly through music, and we work right across the spectrum from people who might come and engage with us to write the first song they've ever written in their life or to engage with a community of other musicians at a real beginning level, right through to supporting artists to connect into the music industry, to train with professional mentors, to record, to release their music. So Wild at Heart works across that whole spectrum. And we believe that it's very, and not just believe, we see that it's very life-changing for people to find the voice that's in them through music making. And we really believe that the world can change through the power of that music and the sharing of stories through music. So that's what we're on about, Alan.
Music's a great form too, isn't it? It's what you like. It doesn't have to be anything about what other people like. It's what you. So you actually have mentors that are already in the industry, do you, that come along and help?
Yeah, so we currently have about 100 musicians involved. So they're people who live with disability, with mental illness, with neurodiversity, people who've experienced abuse and trauma in their lives, alcohol and drug addiction, and they're ranging from beginners through to very experienced musicians. And they work with, we have a team of probably 20 or so professional artists, recording engineers, producers, and we pair up people with a mentor that suits their goals, what they're trying to achieve or what they're working on at that time. So, yeah, it's quite a big community of people.
That's terrific. So, like, do you have a performances all through the year or just at certain times of the year, or what happens, Phil?
Well, things were different in the olden days.
I bet it was.
The olden days of 2019. So we did a lot of performing. You know, we part of, you know, building people's confidence and skills as musicians, we'd go out together and go to open mic nights and hold our own gigs, you know, to help build people's confidence and independence to develop their own pathways and careers. But look, we've done a lot of stuff online since COVID, and it's been a big transition process. Some people have already had the skills and technology to go online. Many people didn't. So there's a lot of support and training and building confidence to kind of work together on video channels. And so just before I came on, I just left one of our weekly songwriting workshops, and there were 25 people from all over Victoria on that workshop, and they're doing songwriting skills, and it's this combination of learning, of self-expression and community. You know, there's a really beautiful connection between people that provides that sense of friendship. A lot of people feel isolation, a lot of loneliness that kind of goes with some of those experiences of life where you're kind of excluded from a mainstream life. Not to say that mainstream life is anything better than any other life someone might live, but it can be. So, yeah, that's what we do. And so we've actually done quite a lot of online gigs, and this is where, you know, in part we're here today because of the Unmuted Festival. And the Unmuted Festival, the inaugural event was last year. This is its second year. And because of COVID, it's an entirely online-based festival. And just as we're doing today, we're using radio as part of the platform of the festival to reach audiences. And we're going to hear from Dee and Chris, two fantastic Wild at Heart artists, soon as part of this initiative to get stories and songs out to the public through Phil, radio and online events.
Can I just ask you one question? What, is there a particular age group you work with, or how young and how old?
Yep, birth to death, basically.
You can't go better than that.
And everything in between. Predominantly we're working with young adults through to older adults. So, you know, the youngest people involved are probably high teens. And one of our participants released his first album when he was 70 years old, which he worked and developed Fantastic. With while at heart. So, huge spectrum.
Yeah. Phil, I've just got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we'll talk more. I'll be back in a jiff. We're talking, obviously, to Phil and those down at Wild at Heart. Phil, just before we go on to the next little segment, how long has this Unmuted Festival been going? How many years? Or is this something new?
The inaugural, yeah, it's pretty new. The inaugural festival was last year, and it was, you know, it was something born out of lockdown, you know, artists working together and saying, how do we get to an audience? Like, you know, everyone across the music industry has tried to do. But Wild at Heart has a particular story that, you know, makes the songs and makes the kind of imperative really strong to want to tell people about the lived experience of people with mental illness, particularly is the focus for Unmuted. Mm. And so last year we estimated we reached about 300,000 people over the week. And radio, just like, you know, we're so grateful to be on your show, because this is an incredible platform where you've got a connection with community that's quite a unique thing that community radio does. Mm. And so we formed a lot of relationships with the community and with ABC Radio to get those stories out, plus a whole lot of online events. So, you know, it's a multi-platform festival. I'm not sure whether there is a radio station festival in the world. We might be the first to ever done it.
First to do it.
Deliver the festival on radio.
Phil, I'll let you introduce Dee.
Yeah. So, listeners, I'd love to introduce you to an incredibly wonderful artist, Dee Sergo, performing as Saint Ergo. You can check out Saint Ergo's work on their website and on Bandcamp, if you're familiar with Bandcamp. But let me hand over to Dee.
Yeah, hi, Phil. Thank you very much. Thanks, Alan. It's wonderful to be here. You know, I love community radio. I've had a lot to do with quite a few different radio stations over my life, and I'm particularly up. I live in the Dandenong, so 3MDR, you know, I don't know whether they're bitter rivals or whether they're wonderful friends. So,
no, all good, all good.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's been really great to be involved in community radio. Yeah, and I'd love to do a song for you. So I write all my own material. I produce, record it. Now, I've also been a mentor. I've also been a participant. So it's I'm sort of a one-stop shop at Wild at Heart, really. And it's been really wonderful to understand that, you know, I can be supported to do the thing that I'm best at, and that is making music and telling stories through songs. So I'm been really, you know, blessed to be a part of Wild at Heart, and it's formed such a wonderful, integral part of so many's life. It honestly is the best day of the week when people get together to make music together. So, you know, I'm eternally grateful for that. You know, it's one really great. So the song that I have for you, if I can just, you know, plow on through, is a song that I wrote. It's actually a fairly new one. I wrote it at the start of this year. And it's kind of about, you know, the cheeky sort of understanding of falling in love with someone who you really shouldn't, you know, because, you know, strangely enough, people with disabilities also fall in love and enjoy romance and stuff. You know, we're not sterile. So, yeah, and this one's on guitar, and there might end up be a little bit of piano in it if I can be brave enough to use my loofah pedal at the same time. I'm just going to swap mics to the one that's actually the singing mic. It's late, we're watching
Late night TV, you're holding me. Oh, I like the way you squeeze. Squeeze me. I'm lost in your apple-scented hair. You're touching me. Warm skin to share. I just realized that my guitar is muted.
We can just hear it, Dee. But I wasn't sure. I didn't it's want to disturb better, your performance. Better.
All right, let's do
there
this.
There it is. Thanks, Dee.
Apple-scented hair, you touch me. Warm skin to share. Shut out the world for tonight. Draw down the blinds, oh, hold me tight.
Are you hoping to go during this week, having it live somewhere? Or what's the plans for, or is that too early to ask you?
Well, look, this far out, Alan, is hopes and dreams. So I'm going to tell you we're going to go intergalactic next year.
Fair enough.
I was reading a media story about, you know, radio signals from outer space, so I reckon we'll hit it wide. No, we'll stay in this space, Alan. We have a real vision for the festival reaching out nationally and seriously internationally. We have projects working with songwriters in different parts of the world already. You know, we feel like there's a real imperative for the artists involved with Wild at Heart and beyond to get their voices heard, you know, in part for building understanding and changing communities' expectations and understandings of people with disability, people with mental illness. And there's also an angle, you know, changing the music industry so that the industry is accessible and supportive and gives people an equitable chance to be makers of culture, makers of music that we listen to and expect to hear on the radio or on the charts and so on. Mm. So, yeah, it's a big imperative, we feel. So, you know, we really hope to grow the festival over the next 5 years to be a national-level festival that has a lot of recognition. But believe me, Alan, we'll be coming back to you every year.
I'm happy to have you back.
We never want to lose our community roots.
I'm happy to have you.
But shall we introduce Chris? Are you ready?
No, I've got to take a break. Yeah, I have to take a break. I've got some sponsorships and something I've got to play. So we'll be back in about four or 5 minutes. We're talking to Wild at Heart, and Phil, you're going to introduce Chris for us.
Yeah, let me introduce Chris Wright. Chris, you've been involved with Wild at Heart for some time, and I know you and I have worked together on some of your songs, which I've really loved working with you and, you know, seeing how you've really grown and developed as a songwriter and musician. So tell us a bit about yourself, and I think you're going to play a song for us too.
My name's Chris, and thanks for the intro, Phil. And I've been part of Wild at Heart for about 6 years now. And the journey at Wild at Heart has really helped me grow immensely. I had a lot of confidence issues with anxiety and depression, and Wild at Heart supported me to grow into a successful musician, because I was doing my Cert 4 when I was at Wild at Heart for a couple of years, and now I'm doing my diploma, and they just sort of help you keep growing and evolving as a person.
A diploma in what, Chris?
So I'm doing my diploma in music. And, without the support of Wild at Heart, I wouldn't be able to grow as much as doing my diploma. So, yeah, I'm eternally grateful to Phil and all the mentors there. They've been so supportive, and the friends I've made as well. I've written this song. It's called Destiny. I wrote it for my wife, Megan. It's about when love is meant to be. So, all right, shall I go ahead and play it, Alan?
Yeah. Go for it. Yep.
Here we go. Feeling free, totally me. We chase the sun across the sea. Our destiny, not hard to see. Our paths were set the day we met. Believe me, it's meant to be. Didn't meet by chance this romance. I feel for you, and I know you do too. My heart is strong, we belong. Celebrated, collaborated, feeling good with life. Together, forever, we are as one. There are times I miss you, but I am sure we are more. This love of mine for all of time. This chance I take, our hearts won't break. Take my hand, we'll walk out that door. Let's face the world forevermore. This message we send, that love in the end, it will prevail, it will not fail. Celebrated, collaborated, feeling good with life. Together, forever. We are as one.
Chris, Phil.
Thanks, Alan.
No, that's really great. We're talking to Wild at Heart, and we've got Phil and Dee and Chris. Phil, I'm not sure I asked you how long the actual Wild at Heart themselves have been going as a group.
Yeah, Wild at Heart, we celebrated 15 years this year. So
true. So
quite a long time.
Yeah, but prior to the last couple of years, let me go back a stage. Has it always been based on music, or is it only just the last couple of years that you've been doing the music, or has it always been based on music?
Music's always been the core thing we've done, Alan, and it's partly for me because what I've seen for many years is that there are to some extent some opportunities in theatre. There are more opportunities in visual arts for people with disabilities to practice artistically. But I saw very few opportunities and very few opportunities to be taken seriously in music. And, you know, that's been our commitment really is to offer people pathways to have fun and connect with others, but also an opportunity to take things really seriously if they want to learn and develop on a pathway. So, but what we say is music is our core thing, but we also work with all those things that surround music. So dance is a big thing. We have a hip-hop crew. You know, dance is a big part of that. We work a lot with video as well, and that's going to be a lot of our future because video and film and music, of course, is a big, is a strong relationship with YouTube and yeah, the way people communicate those things. But you know, one of the things we're doing this week in the Unmuted Festival is we've got artist spotlight profiles that have been filmed remotely via Zoom and other means and then edited together. So the last couple of nights we had artist profiles.
So, Phil, if you're listening today, someone's listening today and they want to get onto this Unmuted Festival, how are they going to get there?
Yeah, all the info is on unmutedfestival.com.
All one word, isn't it?
Unmutedfestival.com. Yep. You'll find all the details there. Tonight we've got a fantastic panel discussion with three music industry professionals, all with lived experience of mental health and disability in their lives. Tomorrow night we've got a CD launch, which is in fact the first album being launched by the brand new Wild at Heart Records label, accessible record label. And then Friday night, we've got a big open mic night, so you'll be hearing from a whole range of different Wild at Heart artists.
What time tonight,
Phil? Unmutedfestival.com, 7 p.m. tonight.
All right. I've just got to take a quick break.
All the details and the links.
Sorry.
Sure thing, Al.
I didn't mean to cut you off. No, give us that.
That's cool. You watch the festival via Facebook Live, so the viewing place is on Wild at Heart's Facebook page. And the link is at unmutedfestival.com. You'll see the link there. Jump over to our Facebook page and then you can watch everything from there. And you can comment and participate. You know, we try to make it as live a feeling event as possible.
Terrific. Phil, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. We're talking to Wild at Heart. Phil D's going to do another song for us.
Thank you, Alan. Yep. And just a reminder, we're here as part of Wild at Heart's Unmuted Festival, songs and stories around mental health. And let's hear from you again, Dee. I think you've got another song for us.
So I thought I'd do something just on piano, and this is a song of mine. It's a really personal song that I wrote about my inner child, I suppose you can say. You know, my own website you can check out at saintergo.com. So just thought I'd plug myself while I'm here.
Might as well.
Anyway, yeah, might as well. So anyway, here's the song. I'll just swap mics again. Just a minute. That's better. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
ground. Here's a thread, a tiny person who's been severed from herself. Couldn't reach for safe and warm. Here's a sea I remember now, broken by his lust, a hidden dread, a tortured princess who'd mend. Shaking, let our tears heal like the finest heartbreak wine. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
Terrific. Phil, do the people that are involved with Wild at Heart, do they have to write their own songs, or can they perform other people's songs, or what's the score?
Well, if they can write and sing as beautifully as Dee can,
yep,
and Chris, they've got a good, you've got a ticket to a head start.
No, I'm thinking the ones that can't actually may not have the ability to write a song to start with anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think people in that situation, that's what we, why we use this model of individual mentoring. We have group workshop-based activities where there's collective learning happening. And then when you work with a mentor, you know, Chris and Dee, like Chris, you're currently working with a professional producer and recording engineer.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to speak briefly about that experience? Yeah.
So I'm working with a mentor, Craig Pilkington. He's a really good guitarist, trumpetist, songwriter, and he's helping me record my album. So I can't thank him enough for all the work he's done for me. And, yeah, if anyone wants to write an album, join Wild at Heart because I can get it done.
Well, when you've produced this album, Chris, how will people be able to get hold of it?
So when my album's ready, I'll be advertising on social media and through word of mouth and through Wild at Heart. Yeah, so I'll definitely put it out there. You'll know if you connected that way.
Oh, terrific. Phil, tonight you've told us how to get involved, but if we've got somebody listening that either they themselves or they know somebody that would benefit by getting involved at Wild at Heart, how do they get hold of your organisation and what's the process?
Thanks, Alan. So the organisation is called Wild at Heart Community Arts.
Is that all one word?
It's four words, Wild at Heart, five words with the Wild at Heart Community Arts. And the best thing these days is just to Google search Wild at Heart Community Arts and you'll find all our details, website, contact details will be on there. And my number will be there. So just give me a call and let's chat. We'd love to speak to you if this interests you because I think people find a lot of joy, they find a lot of healing, a lot of connection with people through music. The Unmuted Festival is an initiative of Wild at Heart and that's running this week as part of Mental Health Week. And so tonight at 7 p.m, we've got a panel discussion and some music performances happening, looking at the impacts of COVID on mental health and what's the future, what's the path out of COVID for music and for mental health in our personal lives and our society.
Phil, can I just...
Fantastic CD launch tomorrow night and then a big open mic night Friday.
Phil, can I just ask you, there has been a lot of discussion. Are you finding that there are people that probably under other circumstances wouldn't find themselves with mental health issues, but they are because of COVID? And also, we've heard that some people are getting very anxious of coming out of lockdown.
Yeah, undoubtedly, Alan. I mean, it's been, in some ways, we probably get used to it in some strange way. It's been so long, but undoubtedly it has had a very significant impact on people's mental health and much more broadly across the kind of spectrum of our society, you know, from very young people right through people who may not necessarily have experienced that, had life continued normally. But the isolation from our social networks and from the stimulation of ordinary life and the activities that we're used to doing has a huge impact. And so, you know, this is one of the things that Wild at Heart has done, is keep people connected through online connections. But we actually use the phone a lot. You know, simple technology that for some people who don't have internet connection or smartphones and things, we just get on the phone and have a chat a couple of times a week. Staying connected with each other is a really big part of that, keeping our connections with friends and having a conversation with people, and then music making is a big part of that.
Because we are the sort of people that are very much social, aren't we? We were designed as a social animal, whether we like it or not.
Totally.
And when that goes away. Phil, again, just run us through how we're going to get a hold of Unmuted Festival. Unfortunately, I think I cut across you a little bit towards the end there.
That's fine. So unmutedfestival.com, that's the website. You can get a searcher, and I'm sure if you just do a Google search for Unmuted Festival, you'll find us and all the program details, the link to go over to the Facebook page where you can view the festival events and participate through the chats and comments, unmutedfestival.com. And the organisation is called Wild at Heart Community Arts. So if you're interested in getting involved, you know, in the work that we do, contact Wild at Heart and we'd love to have a chat with you.
That's terrific. We wish you all well. Unfortunately, our time is fast coming to an end. I can't believe how quick the hours go when I'm talking to people, but we've been here just about an hour. Phil, I wish you all the best. To Chris and Dee, I hope, particularly Chris, I hope your album goes terrific. And Dee,
thanks, Alan.
Hope it goes well for you as well.
I've got an album coming out on the 30th of November myself.
Oh, and awesome. So where did I get hold of that?
Fantastic, Dee.
So thank you anyway. Thanks, Alan.
I just want to say you can follow me on Facebook under Chris Ryan.
Go for it.
Right. Yeah. All right, look, unfortunately, I've got to go, guys, but thank you for being with us part of the day.
Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. Thanks, pleasure.